This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains FM, it's Health and Safety Made Simple with host Matt Jones on Health and Safety Unplugged.
Huge welcome to the Health and Safety Unplugged show, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. here on Plains FM 96.9. My name is Matt Jones, and during the next half hour, I'll be bringing to you insights into what great health and safety looks like in practice, and I'll hopefully dispel some of those myths that continue to plague our profession. Health and Safety Unplugged is brought to you by our sponsors, Advanced Safety, keeping health and safety simple, the locally owned and operated health and safety consultancy with a nationwide presence. The show is dedicated to business owners and employees who are looking for some inspiration and to those who simply don't know where to start. In today's episode, I wanted to take this opportunity to tell you my story. I've been involved in health and safety in some form for the best part of a decade, so why have I chosen now to make a big impact on the airwaves and on social media and even on the stage? We shall also hear about the up-and-coming Health and Safety Professionals of New Zealand conference that is taking place here in Christchurch on Tuesday, October 16th at the Chateau on the Park. So sit back and enjoy the next 30 minutes with Health and Safety Unplugged. You're listening to Health and Safety Unplugged, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. here on Plains FM 96.9. So in today's episode, I wanted to take the opportunity to tell you my story, which takes us back to a time when I was living in Kaikoura, working as a bar duty manager. The Adelphi Bar and Restaurant has since been demolished due to the recent earthquakes, but it was here that I met my partner, Kaylee, and it was in Kaikoura that I was to become a dad. My background had always been in hospitality, and for those that have been in hospitality or are still currently there, you'll know that it teaches you a great deal about being patient when working with the public, and also working your butt off, often in those most unfabulous working hours, and it can be a big struggle at the best of times. And so we had our first child, Hunter. He was born, he's 11 years old now, and we realized that living on hospitality wages wasn't going to pay for those bills for much longer, so we chose to move to Wellington. And it was here that I became involved in a union. I became a trade union organizer, helping workers in the hospitality and retail sector. It was a challenging role. I was looking after the lower half of the North Island by myself, and I represented over 1,000 workers. What this taught me was how to read legislation and put it into everyday terms. I was working with young workers and vulnerable workers in New Zealand, and so talking at length using technical terminology wasn't going to do anyone any good. And so I spent a lot of time trying to digest the legal framework and those legal terms and put them into everyday language. And as a result of that, I was incredibly successful. I built our delegate base, the workers' representatives in the workplaces, but I also developed the health and safety representatives in those workplaces too. And this was my first taste of health and safety. So I developed my skills to understand and interpret legislation, but I also learned how to facilitate and mediate in those often tough and difficult meeting environments where we have HR and business owners on one side and employees and workers on the other. Trying to find that middle ground was something that I learned very quickly and allowed me to become successful in that role. Later on, we moved here to Christchurch for family reasons. My partner and I and our son Hunter moved down here, back down to the South Island. And I again continued working with the union. I eventually became the sole organizer for the whole of the South Island. The union membership grew at a pace. I had some incredible delegates who were very passionate people. And it was all going really well until the events of September and then obviously the 22nd of February 2011, where the environment changed for many of us. For me personally, I lost many of the places of work that I represented. By this point, it was including hotels, cinemas, retail, fast food, language schools, many of them based in the city center, and many of them since have gone. And so I spent the next few months after the February quakes working through redundancy packages for hundreds of workers. And this brought me to a place where I felt absolutely exhausted. I'd lost the passion. I'd lost the sense of purpose of what I was doing. And it was at this point that I had a knock on the door from a friendly neighbor of ours who happened to be owning and operating a medium-sized construction company who were in the thick of the residential recovery program. They were having real issues getting over the health and safety hurdles. And I'm sure for those that are listening who own or are involved in the construction industry, you'll understand when I talk about how obstacles like the site-specific safety plan paperwork and the policies and the procedures that were suddenly expected of the construction industry were causing a lot of people headaches. And so I was asked if I would like to come in and help this company get over that hurdle. And I jumped at a chance. And it was super successful. The skills and the tools and techniques I had learned in my days at Unite Union, I was allowed to bring into the workplace, this time as a representative of that company. We brought on board health and safety representatives from within the team. We built up their confidence. We built up the confidence of the team leaders. And in a very short space of time, we achieved ACC WSMP secondary on our very first attempt. This is a scheme that unfortunately has just recently been stopped by ACC, but it was an opportunity for the company to show how well they were doing and also to be awarded a financial reward from ACC. Soon after, we were shortlisted for a small business award at the Safeguard Awards, which is New Zealand's largest health and safety conference and event. And then soon after that, we were shortlisted for SiteSafe Small Business Awards up in Auckland. So we were making a big splash within less than 12 months of me coming on board. And so we began to assist the contractors and subcontractors that the construction company engaged. They too were having problems getting over the hurdles. And so I began to hold their hand a wee bit more and to train and facilitate sessions with their workers to get them up to speed as well. What eventuated was that I became a consultant to construction companies here in Canterbury. And eventually I was shoulder tapped and I became a business partner of a health and safety consultancy based in the city centre. Pretty exciting. This has all happened within 24 months of me getting into health and safety. I began my graduate diploma for occupational health and safety at Massey University. And we began to really make some waves within the region. As time went on, I was given the opportunity to work for a state-owned enterprise on a contractor basis, which eventuated in me becoming the National Health and Safety Manager for this particular operation. I was responsible for the best part of 1,000 workers up and down the country, some really remote places, 24/7 operation, very big challenge. And for anyone who's been involved in state-owned enterprises, you'll know that there's a really interesting mix of people, very technically minded engineers on one side who have been there for decades. And now suddenly there's an influx of the more corporate middle management and human resources. And so this mix can cause a lot of friction and a lot of issues. And for me, I experienced this firsthand where I was doing presentations to engineers and to people who are used to workflows and black and white type of thinking. And I was coming in with really big scheme thinking, going, this is our starting point and we're going to aim for this stuff over here. And it's going to take us a few years, but you know, we're going to get there. And it took me a long time to realize that I wasn't talking their language. And it's a really important skill for anyone involved in health and safety or for leadership in general, that you've got to understand the way in which your audience think and the way in which they receive their information. It took me a long time, but eventually I managed to reinvent the health and safety management system. We brought in the health and safety committee. We reinvented the framework around all of that and did lots of really awesome stuff there. better. But what happened for me was after a year and a half, I realized that working weekends, working very early starts and very late finishes, it wasn't conducive for a happy family life. By then, we had child number three. I actually have four kids these days and I'm very, very busy. And it made me make a choice to move away from the corporate world and go my own way. And so for me, at the end of 2016, I made a choice to create Advanced Safety. It was my opportunity to really reflect on what I had learned over the best part of a decade. And some of the things that I had really felt that would have been really useful for me in my early days, particularly getting involved in health and safety, was the ability to have a peer network around me. And that's what brought me to creating the Health and Safety Professionals of New Zealand. Now, this group was started on LinkedIn, just as a social group, just to see if there was any interest. And within a very short space of time, we had a couple of hundred members. My role at Advanced Safety allows me to travel around the country, and so what this has meant is that I got to meet people face-to-face, and we had open conversations. So unlike the official, more formal meetings that are put on for health and safety professionals and practitioners around the country, we suddenly had a space to talk openly about our fears, our pain points, our successes, and I realized that we were really onto something, and that's what brought us to the conference. And so in the next part of this talk, I will be talking to you guys about the Health and Safety Professionals Conference, which is happening in October this year at the Chateau on the Park here in Christchurch. And I'll also tell you a little bit more about what the Health and Safety Professionals Group is all about. So let's change things up with some music. I'm going to put on a song by Fat Freddy's Drop, which is a New Zealand seven-piece band from Wellington. Their musical style has been characterized as a combination of dub, reggae, soul, jazz, rhythm and blues. Originally, they were a jam band formed in the late 1990s, but they went on to become a more formal band, and they released their first studio album based on a true story, which features great Kiwi artists like P. Diggs from Shapeshifter, Lady Six, and the Sunshine Sound System. Mm-hmm. So this song, Roadie, is one of my favorites of theirs, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
You know it feels so good when I know you're skanking with me. I know you're skanking. So good when you do. Yes, it feels so good. So, so good. When I know you're rocking with me. So good when I know you're rocking. So good when you do.
Said it feels so good, never wanted to leave. Back in the mic and we do it with ease. Loving every minute when we get on a bender. We take the music to the limit when we love it and live it.
On for life. How do you keep on skanking through the darkness to the light? How do you ride through like it's your nature too? Well, I've been watching you, watching the things you do. I see the way you groove, make me believe your ways. Where do you go to play? Show me that peaceful place, a peaceful place, yeah.
Special editions of Fallon's daughter, I'm self-created. I had a plan to elevate and so I elevated. Up in the sky, did the heavens go and far beyond. Expectations for myself and where I came from. Open your eyes and take a look at what's before you now. You didn't know how to do it, yo, let us show you how. I got the lyrics in, I got the beats. Put it all together, collaboration complete, no defeat. Hey, even if you don't like us, we just do it
for the love of music. We do it for the love of music.
music. Do it for the love of 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 music.
The fire, push in the frame. Mentally project positive all day. Expand the limit, down to the one drop minor. All together on the fire, fire, and push in the frame. Mentally project positive all day. Expand the limit.
Do it for the love of music. Whoa.
Welcome back to Health and Safety Unplugged, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. here on Plains FM 96.9. This is brought to you by our sponsors, Advanced Safety, keeping health and safety simple. Now, in the first half of the show, I told you my story of how I got to be where I am today in the world of health and safety. Now, in this next section, I just wanted to focus in on the health and safety professionals of New Zealand, in particular the conference that is taking place here in Christchurch on Tuesday, the 16th of October. What started off as a pie-in-the-sky idea has simply become an incredible reality. Like I mentioned previously, I was setting up Advanced Safety. I was reflecting on my learnings over the last 10 years, and it really got me thinking about what would have been the most benefit to me when I first got involved. And so having a space to talk and to share ideas and share those pain stories with my peers is something that I really felt would be super valuable. What started off as a LinkedIn group online soon became a face-to-face meeting group, which then started to take place across the country. Now, late last year, we put to our members in a survey, what is the main thing that you would like to see happen with this group? And the biggest thing of all was a call for a conference that was different to everything else that we had seen previously. They wanted energy, they wanted inspiration, the opportunity to talk and engage and experience fun activities. So we've gone and done that. We've actually secured an amazing facility at Chateau-in-the-Park. We've secured the use of scissor lifts, of diggers. We've got experts coming in to put people through practical experiences so that we actually walk away not only with a whole heap of new ideas from incredible speakers, but actual hands-on, tangible experiences that we can then relate to our own workplaces and experiences. So it's going to be incredible. And not only that, we have secured 3 keynote speakers from overseas. All happen to come from Australia. As some of you may know, the Health and Safety at Work Act is based strongly on the New Zealand Health and Safety at Work Act. And so to have these people come over with their experiences of 4 or 5 years in advance of us is an amazing opportunity for anyone involved or interested in health and safety. So I just wanted to just let you know a little bit about the guest speakers. The first one is Deanne Bowles. Now, Deanne is a former police officer. She used to work for WorkCover New South Wales as an inspector. She's an incredibly accomplished work and health and safety practitioner, workers' compensation, injury management superstar, and an executive trainer to HR and directors. Deanne is now a consultant. She's also an incredible public speaker, a trainer and facilitator. I had the experience of going through one of her training courses last year, and I couldn't speak highly enough of it. She taught me about the neuroscience of leadership as a health and safety practitioner, and also gave me my first taste of what Lego Serious Play is all about. Hopefully she'll be bringing some of that to the conference. As well as Deanne, we also have Blake Pelling. Now, Blake works for Safety Culture as a project lead. For those in the health and safety industry, it's very likely that you've heard of a tool called iAuditor. An iAuditor, for me, has been one of the most useful tools that I've used when it comes to site inspections and auditing. To have Blake and the team from Safety Culture come and join us at this conference is just an incredible opportunity. He'll offer us an insight that no other platform has. They service some of the largest and smallest companies in Australia and New Zealand, and they have the statistics that other organisations just simply don't have. He'll be able to give us an insight into some of their findings, which I'm sure will surprise many of us. We also have Tim Allred. Now, Tim is the founder and conveyor of the Safety Institute of Australia Young Safety Professionals Network. Now, Tim, unbeknown to Tim until I recently met him, was the chief inspiration for me to form the Health and Safety Professionals Group in the first place. I heard Tim speak on a podcast from Australia, and his story inspired me to go on and do this. And it's such a pleasure and a privilege to have him come and join us at the conference to tell us his story. As well as that, we'll have some amazing speakers from Safe365, Intuito, and most importantly, I believe, some local practitioner superstars. We'll hear stories of people overcoming their hurdles on the stage, and they'll be able to give us insight and ideas that we can take away and put into practice the very next day. And there'll be plenty of time spent out of your seats, and there'll be heaps of spot prizes throughout the event. As well as that, I can't tell you how much I'm excited about this part, is that we're putting on a half-day additional workshop, which I'll be leading and facilitating. It's going to be on the new Health and Safety International Standard, which is called ISO 45001. Sounds fascinating, I know. And that's the challenge. I've got a group of people for 4 hours. And so how am I going to make this interesting? Because I'm going to focus in on the leadership and the worker engagement part of this piece. Any health and safety management system, any health and safety plan, basically, at the very core of it, its success is based on the level of leadership and the level of worker engagement. Without either of those, the system's going to fall apart. And so we're going to focus really heavily in on that. And I'm actually going to invite Michael Philpott. And for those who are listening to the show on a regular basis will know that Michael comes from Smart and Wise. He joined us last month and he spoke to us about being an executive coach. He's also a TEDx Christchurch trainer. Now, he's going to join us during this half-day training workshop. We are piling in the value to all of this, and I'm super excited by it. If you want to know more, you want to know where to get tickets, you can find them on the Eventbrite page, or you can find it on the Advanced Safety website. Just simply type in Health and Safety Professionals in New Zealand, and you'll find it. Okay, it's time for the next song. Now, this is performed by the mighty band Trinity Roots, a group that caught my attention as soon as I arrived in New Zealand back in 2003. Now, these guys are smothered in jazz and reggae and soul, and I absolutely love and adore these guys. So, without further ado, here's Little Things by Trinity Roots.
Please, 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 check my... Thank you.
It's the little things they break you down. It's the little things they wreck your life. It's the little things they make you mad. It's the little things.
Thank you so much for listening to Health and Safety Unplugged, and I hope you've found some useful advice during the show. As mentioned, we'll be back every first Thursday of the month here on Plains FM 96.9. Past shows are available on iTunes Podcast, and they're also available on the Advanced Safety website. We've also got the Health and Safety Unplugged Facebook group. Jump onto Facebook, give us a search, you'll find us. So until next time, we'll see you later.
Little things.